What have you accidentally left in your car? We got this message from Chris.
Yeah, Chris says, hey guys, thought that you would appreciate this because I remember Ben's mouse story, LOL.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay. We should probably refresh.
I'll tell that story after you finish Chris's message.
Okay, so I noticed a foul smell in my car the other day, and it wasn't anything inside the cabin, so I opened my trunk and found a package of ground beef that had slid out of one of my grocery bags from a few days ago and had gone rotten. I almost gagged.
Ew.
Needless to say, it expired. Anyway, keep up the great work.
He saw rotten ground beef in his trunk and he thought of us.
Ben and Kelly will love to hear about this.
Well, he said he remembered the mouse story. So I traded in my old Geo Metro to Goodwill. I donated it to Goodwill. And they were like, you just make sure everything's out of like the glove compartment and all that stuff. And so one final check. And it was like a bit. It had been a bit on the air with us because it was such an old car. And then finally, you know.
It had quite the personality.
Yeah,
that car had quite a life. I was there to witness it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was in kilometers. Like the speedometer was in kilometers. So you thought you were driving
80. You never knew how fast you were going.
Yeah, no idea. And so Kelly came to help film this trade-off
moment. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So I open up the glove compartment and I found a whole nest of now deceased baby mice.
Oh gosh.
In my glove compartment.
It was one of the most disturbing things I'd seen in real life.
Yeah. And it didn't smell. It wasn't like it smelled rank
like
or anything like that.
Petrified, almost taxidermied little mice. They were just all like.
So then we tried to like piece this story together in our brains. Like, we must have, a mouse must have gone in during the wintertime and burrowed in to have its babies and to keep everything warm because it's inside the car. It's better than the elements outside. And then we move the car and then the mouse doesn't know where it is anymore.
And did it sit for a while not being driven
and not
opening the glove compartment?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And how often do you actually open the glove compartment
in
your own car?
Well, I do often when you have napkins if you get food in the car.
Okay. Well, I didn't. So. Anyways, so then we think, okay, then obviously those mice, those little baby mice, they didn't really have much of a chance. And so it was only after we donated the car to Goodwill that we discovered this find. So anyways.
And I bet Goodwill really appreciated that you cleared the car of them before just walking away. Here's the keys.
Yeah.
Okay, enjoy.
So that's my mouse story. I don't know if you've got a great story about something you left in your car.
Oh, but the groceries that you miss, or like, you know, food that if the kids were eating in the back seat that slipped underneath the seat that you didn't see forever. Yeah. That happens quite a bit.
Sammy said a crisp $20 bill in my 98 Mercedes first aid kit. Oh, that's nice.
Well, that's a
nice. I think that's probably the previous owner probably just shoved it in there as a, you know, part of a first aid sort of thing. Like,
that's fun.
You may need money.
Yeah, you might need it.
All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories about this coming up next.
Kelly from Crescent Hill. Ben, weren't you half a semester pre-med? I feel like you could have saved the baby mice.
Not at the point that I saw them.
There is no CPR that can bring them back.
There is no saving them.
No baby mice CPR.
Okay, Kelly from Crescent Hill. All right, your story's next. Our listener Chris messaged us, just said, hey, I found some rotten meat in my trunk. Thought of you guys.
So let's start a convo of what people have left in their cars. All right.
Well, to be fair, he said, I remembered the Ben's mouse story, which is a tragic tale of some baby mice that I found in the glove compartment of a car that I was donating to Goodwill. Anyways.
A moment of silence. RIP baby mice.
Okay. I got a message from a listener. Please don't say my name, but I found a molar underneath the backseat of my 05 Grand Marquis, along with several unfired 380 rounds and a bunch of empty baggies. Well, then, there were stories to be told about your car.
Dang.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Chris.
I got in my car and I turned on the ventilated seats. It was a Kia Soul. and I started smelling cinnamon, and it smelled like cinnamon buns and everything.
Yeah.
And I started searching the car, and underneath my driver's seat, a can of cinnamon rolls, those Pillsbury cinnamon rolls, had popped open, and in the hot car, they had baked in the underneath the seat.
Get out! Did you eat it?
Did you eat it?
Well,
you know what? I'm just going to keep them there for a snack.
I'm just going to put a little butter on that and some jelly.
They were still a little gooey, so no, okay. I was not about to eat them.
That's funny. That's funny. Chris, thanks for the story, man.
Sure, no problem.
Brad said, my father-in-law too cheap to pay for trash service, so he takes his garbage to work and throws it in the dumpster. So he once borrowed my wife's car, left the bag of trash in her trunk. We didn't find it for 2 weeks. Couldn't figure out where the smell was coming from. Yes,
oh, gosh.
It was during the summer, and he got car detailed afterwards. Oh, my God.
It was baking in her car for 2 weeks.
Just trash. Oh,
what is that smell?
That is terrible.
Candy said, we used to have an off-white PT Cruiser my daughter drove.
Yeah.
Had to borrow it when my car was in the shop on the way to work. I noticed it really smells in there. Terrible. Luckily, I only work about 10 minutes away. I get to work.
Uh-huh.
Look in the back seat. There were leftovers from 2 weeks ago in a styrofoam container full of maggots. The car was nicknamed Maggot for the rest of the time that we had it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. Hey, it's time to leave. Let's go get in Maggot. Let's go for a ride.
Shaq said, I had some friends play a prank on me once. I woke up super early to get to work, found my entire car wrapped in plastic. Took me 20 minutes to get it off. Didn't talk to them until 12 hours later. They asked me what I did with the lobster. I said, what?
What?
I stopped driving, opened my hatchback to see a lobster with the rubber bands cut off, the claws just chomping away, still alive.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Dang.
That's much. And then got a text from Kenzie. Didn't happen to me, but a friend had a whole jar of peanut butter explode in her trunk. Smelled like peanut butter for months.
Like, I had no idea that peanut butter could explode. That's,
yeah, well, now we know.
Well, now we know.
That would be a very difficult cleanup.
Good calls. Thank you for those stories. That's funny.